Shabbos chapter 19, Mishnah 6. Elu hain tzitzin hama'akvin es hamila. These shreds of skin render the circumcision invalid. If these are not removed, then the circumcision is not a valid circumcision. And says the Mishnah, it's basara choyfe es reifa ta'ara. The flesh that covers most of the top of the male member. So that flesh, that skin has to be removed properly. Otherwise, the circumcision is not going to be considered a valid circumcision. And if someone has such a circumcision, which we say is invalid, and he is a kohen, he's not permitted to eat truma, the portion that is given to the kohen, because we learn that an uncircumcised kohen is not permitted to eat truma. If the child is a large child, he's overweight, and says the commentaries that the flesh, his excess flesh, would cover as if it were a foreskin, it would look like he hasn't been circumcised basically, then Masakna mipnei maris ayin, then because of maris ayin, because if it will appear as if the child has not had a circumcision, so they will trim back that flesh to make sure that everybody can see that the child has been circumcised. Malvelo para esamila, if the mohel does the circumcision but he doesn't do the prayer. Now the prayer is after the foreskin is cut away, there is a membrane underneath, and that membrane has to be torn. That's called prayer. So if the mohel does the circumcision, but he doesn't do the prayer, ki'ilu lo mal, it's as if he did not circumcise the child at all. So that would be an invalid circumcision, and that would be a problem. In this case over here, he would be obligated to come back and tear and do the prayer properly.